Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. It's your chance now for a $1,000 signing bonus on the Fan. All you need to do is text this hour's cash keyword to 72881. This hour's cash keyword is news, N-E-W-S, N-E-W-S, news. Text news to 72881 for your chance at $1,000 before 3 o'clock through the 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock hours. Your next two chances to win, put a grand in your hand here on 105.7 FM. The Fan joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. It's the Wendy's Big Show. BadgerBlitz.com is where you find his work. John McNamara, McNamara Rivals on Twitter is how you follow him. J-Mac, good hearing from you today.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me on.
Happy New Year as well, and all the good tidings to you, John. Tough loss yesterday for Wisconsin Badger fans, but we were trying to figure out, did Badger fans just start really caring about the result after the game, or how did you feel the anticipation for the Badgers in a Rose Bowl was leading up to yesterday's game against Oregon?
No, I think that, you know, Wisconsin fans are looking forward to this game. You know, I came on here and talked about the Rose Bowl being a huge game for Wisconsin, you know, no matter what year it is. So, obviously, like you said, a real tough result for the Badgers. But I thought it was a big deal. You know, Wisconsin fans, I think, traveled pretty well there. And, you know, it's kind of been a house of horrors for them. It was a tough result, four straight loss in the Rose Bowl.
You know, we talk about this deal with Jonathan Taylor and whether or not he comes back or goes to the pros. I think the assumption is that he just goes to the pros, and working under that assumption, then are they in a position here where they really need Jalen Berger from New Jersey to commit to Wisconsin? He's in their top five right now. Are they in that type of situation, the Badgers, where they can pretty much look at him and go, hey, job's wide open. You can come in and start as a freshman.
Well, I think to start with Jonathan Taylor, you know, I would imagine is going to head to the NFL. I don't think there's anything else that he needs to prove at Wisconsin. But you mentioned Jalen Berger is going to make his decision on Saturday. You know, another kid from New Jersey. And, you know, Jonathan Taylor played a big part in his recruitment when they got him on campus for an official visit. You know, Jonathan Taylor talked about his experience at Wisconsin and, you know, what he's been able to do there and, you know, just kind of the lineage from New Jersey to Wisconsin. So I think they end up getting his commitment on Saturday. So he played a big part in that. You know, the second part, do they need him? I think they do, because, you know, you want to try to get a, you know, big time, high caliber running back in each recruiting class. And they don't have one right now. And Jalen Berger could be the guy for Wisconsin in 2020.
Now, Jalen Berger, correct me if I'm wrong, this will be the same one that he would be playing with Trey Wedding and Jack Nelson, the two big time offensive line recruits, correct, this weekend?
Yeah, they're all playing down in Texas in the Army All-American Bowl. And like you mentioned, Jack Nelson, Trey Wedding, two guys who have signed with Wisconsin already, two kids from inside the state are down there, and I'm sure they're in Jalen Berger's ear. You know, from what I've been told, Jalen, he's already made his decision. He's just going to make that public on Saturday.
How much and how different, John, covering the recruiting aspect of college sports, has it changed in the last, I mean, I would say decade is way too large of a scale, just in the last couple of years with Instagram and social media, the ability for these dudes to be communicating left and right? So many of these guys that are being recruited alongside each other, like a Nelson, Wedding, and now obviously Berger too, these guys are in much closer communication than years past, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You talk to these guys, they're all in, you know, the same group chat together, the same Snapchat groups together. You know, that helps when you have guys who are committed and, you know, you're going after those other targets. So you have 10 guys in a group chat and you add, you know, your top two guys that you want to commit. That certainly helps. So, yeah, things have changed a lot on that aspect. You know, it's also changed in, you know, the way that this news is reported. You know, 10 years ago when I started, you know, you could actually break a story. Now, you know, everything's on Twitter, everything's on Instagram, everything's on social media already. So it's kind of different all the way around. But social media has definitely changed things. And, you know, just the way that kids are able to communicate changes things as well. If you, you know, get a handful of kids that go on a visit together to Wisconsin, you know, they start following each other. They start communicating with each other. So, you know, kids are just talking more, and, you know, there's a lot more avenues for them to do that.
Let's talk about this offense a little bit more. We talked about Berger a little bit there at running back. What about this offensive line? Are you feeling good about how this offensive line looks coming into next year?
Well, they're going to have some question marks there. You know, you would assume, just like Jonathan Taylor, that Tyler Biadasz is going to head to the NFL. So, you know, with that, you'd have to replace both guards and your center. You know, one thing I think they could do is bump Logan Bruss inside the guard, and that would open up Tyler Beach to potentially start at right tackle. You know, you're looking at maybe Cade Lyle step up at that center. Josh Seltzer is the guy who started games. Maybe he starts at guard as well. So, you know, they have some question marks there, but, you know, they certainly have some intriguing guys that, you know, they'll work out in the spring. You know, they'll work into the fall. But they have three starting jobs on the interior that they need to get filled during the offseason.
What about wide receiver? They look a lot more stable there. And obviously, Quintez Cephas' decision will be a major factor into what that group looks like moving forward.
Yeah, it's a big group, and, you know, obviously Cephas, his decision is going to play a large part in what Wisconsin's able to do there. But, you know, even behind him, Kendrick Pryor, Danny Davis, you know, Jack Dunn, Adam Krumholtz, all those guys are going to be seniors next year. So it's a big group of guys who have played a lot of football for Wisconsin. But, you know, behind them, it's just a bunch of, you know, unproven guys. And, you know, spring camp will be big for them. Obviously, fall camp will be big for them as well. But it's a strong group. But, you know, guys like Danny Davis and Kendrick Pryor, you know, I don't know that they've necessarily lived up to their potential. So, you know, if Cephas were to go, you're looking at those two guys as guys that really have to step up next year as seniors.
How concerned are you by how good Minnesota looked this year, what they did in the bowl game against Auburn, what P.J. Fleck has been able to do on the recruiting trail as far as the next 2 or 3 years as Minnesota appears to be getting better?
Well, to start with, Minnesota had a really good team this year, and they had excellent wide receivers. You know, we're going to see what P.J. Fleck's going to be able to do, you know, after some of those guys leave early for the NFL. The biggest thing is what this program at Minnesota is going to look like after losing their offensive coordinator. He's headed to Penn State. So, you know, he was kind of the, I don't want to say the brains of the operation, but he's been a guy that's been with Fleck since his time in Western Michigan. You know, he put that offense in. So I think that's a big loss for the Gophers. There seems to be this perception that Minnesota is recruiting at this elite level. I don't really see that. You know, they're recruiting well, I would say, under P.J. Fleck, but they're not doing anything that's blowing anyone out of the water. So, again, this is a really good Minnesota team. They had a great bowl win against Auburn, but it's not something that, you know, I don't think any Wisconsin fans are kind of shaking in their boots about. They went in there and they beat Minnesota this year, and I think they're confident they can do that, you know, all the years kind of going forward with P.J. Fleck there.
John, does it appear that the Badgers are starting to recruit at a different level than in years past?
I think they have been in really these last couple classes. You know, the 2019 group was really, really strong. They had headliners, obviously, Logan Brown, Graham Mertz. You know, this year's group had a really strong finish with Caden Johnson, the four-star kid from Minnesota. And like we talked about earlier, on Saturday they could get Jalen Berger, who's a top 50 kid, you know, four-star running back from New Jersey. So they're just in the conversation with more of those, you know, quote-unquote elite kids from across the country. You know, going back to when Paul Chris took the job, the big question mark around him was, you know, how well is he going to be able to recruit? And I think he's kind of exceeded all expectations there. So I would say as a whole, the recruiting is on an uptick.
Okay, on an uptick. What about this coaching staff? You have any fear of any of these guys leaving? I know Jim Leonard is a name that everybody fears eventually is going to land a head coaching job somewhere. I think Joe Rudolph has to be considered another guy that might get a head coaching job at some point.
Right. I would imagine Rudolph would potentially leave ahead of Jim Leonard. You know, he was mentioned for, I believe, the Temple job when that opened up last year. I think there might be a push for him to get a head coaching job. You know, he's been with Wisconsin for a while. He's been with Paul Chris for a while. I think the natural progression for him would be to take a head coaching job somewhere. He's got some real strong recruiting ties in Ohio and kind of that Western Pennsylvania area as well. So it wouldn't shock me if he took a head coaching job. Now, Jim Leonard's, I think, the guy that most people are worried about. You know, a lot of talk from the Rose Bowl this week was that he's very happy in Madison. You know, he's got a family. He's got young kids that are happy to be in Madison. So, you know, he, for the most part, I think he's happy being the defensive coordinator of Wisconsin. But I think every year he is going to be someone whose name pops up for some high-profile jobs, you know, a couple years ago as Alabama. You know, I think that his name's going to pop up at the college and NFL level. I think that's just something Wisconsin fans have to get used to.
You may love living in Madison, but at some point money talks. We all know those Badgers football program does not pay their assistant coaches near as much as what a lot of these other Division I programs are making that are playing at the top end of the top 25 year in and year out like the Badgers are. And at some point, there's going to be too much money for him to turn down, I think.
I agree with that, but he's a guy that spent 10 years in the NFL. I think he's got some money from that.
True.
And you can't put a price on stability. You know, every year, I would say 95% of the coaches across the country, assistants and head coaches, you know, they're not 100% confident about their job. And that's stressful each and every year to go through that. You know, if a head coach leaves and then you get kicked out of the door, maybe you're taking a promotion somewhere. So it's a stressful business this time of year with college coaches. I think Jim Leonard likes the stability there. Obviously, he's got strong roots in Madison. I think he's comfortable with that job. And there's a chance that he's the next in line to replace Paul Chryst whenever, you know, he decides to step aside at Wisconsin. So I think that there's things that he realizes about the coaching world. He's in a unique position that he doesn't have to deal with some of those things. I think he's very happy with where he's at Wisconsin. Now, like you said, Sparky, there could be a job out there that he has his eye on, and there could be a price tag on there that is too much to pass on. But for right now, I think he's very happy where he is.
The fiscal part of it is fascinating. John McNamara joining us from BadgerBlitz.com. Just a couple more minutes here on the Wendy's Big Show. That part of it is so intriguing to figure out how they'd be able to keep him and if he got an offer similar to like a Dave Aranda. But when you look at this program right now today, John, who next year could be the one player that Badger fans are going to find themselves looking and saying, how are we not utilizing him last year?
That's a good question. I with Wisconsin, starts with tailback, and they're going to begin that post-Jonathan Taylor era, you know, during spring camp. Nakia Watson's the next guy in line. I know we saw a little bit of him in 2019. That's someone that the staff is really, really high on. You know, he's going to be given the opportunity to kind of take the keys to that luxury position at Wisconsin. And, you know, we'll see what he's able to do with that. Now, there's guys behind him too. Isaac Garendo, you saw a little bit in the Rose Bowl. You know, Julius Davis, the kid from in-state who redshirted this past season. And then if they get a guy like Berger, he's a guy that is a, you know, he's not a redshirt guy. He's going to come in and demand carries right away, I think, if he's able to, you know, digest the playbook and kind of handle what he can do there mentally. So with Wisconsin, you always look at tailback, and the next guy in line is Nakia Watson. So he's going to be someone that, you know, has a lot of eyeballs on him this spring and going into the fall.
John, appreciate it, man. Happy New Year. Say Happy New Year to the family as well. Enjoy it, and we'll be talking soon here as Badger basketball will kick us into a heck of a run for the next couple of months, and we'll take off a week before we mention how that team looks. John, appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. Thank you.
That's John McNamara joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.